some more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. Thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you. Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God. Yeah, yeah. Thank God.
Thank God for giving me.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel's military is promising a full investigation into the airstrike that left 6 aid workers and their driver dead. They were from Chef Jose Andres' World Central Kitchen, and they had just left a warehouse when they were struck. IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says,
as a professional military committed to international law, we are committed to examining our operations thoroughly and transparently.
There was a school shooting just outside Helsinki, Finland today. 3 12-year-olds were wounded. Another 12-year-old is in custody. Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes last night defeating LSU in a rematch of last year's championship game. This fan in Iowa City says,
the future for women's sports here and across the country is crazy. It's going to go crazy, and we're starting it here.
Clark scored 41 points. Another big one. Nobody won Powerball last night. The jackpot for tomorrow night's game, now more than $1 billion. This is ABC News. Authorities in Atlanta are looking for a possible motive after an SUV rammed the gates of the FBI field office on Monday. The driver was sent for a medical evaluation. No weapons were found in the vehicle. A war hero being remembered today. Here's details from ABC's Danny New.
Lieutenant Commander Lou Conter was the last remaining survivor of the USS Arizona.
Things were happening so fast, and we were highly trained in those days.
His commanding officer ordered the survivors to help rescue injured soldiers. Here is how he described that scene to the American Veterans Center back in 2018.
He said, knock them unconscious if you have to, because they'll, if they jump over the side, they're going to burn to death in the fire.
The attack would lead the U.S. to enter World War II, as Conter then went to flight school and earned his pilot's license.
Conter died on Monday. He was 102 years old. Closing today in the Vegas, the 1950s-era Tropicana Hotel, once welcoming stars like Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr., set to be demolished this fall to make way for a new baseball stadium. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of President Biden's Gaza policy want to send him a message. They're urging at least 20,000 Wisconsin Democrats to vote uninstructed in tomorrow's presidential primary.
That is the margin of victory that won Wisconsin for Joe Biden in 2020. We're hoping to get at least 15% of the vote statewide to gain delegates for the DNC in Chicago this summer.
Heba Muhammad is with the group Listen to Wisconsin. She spoke with WYSN-TV's Up Front. Wisconsin Democrats hope candidates running under newly drawn legislative maps could mean more votes for the Biden-Harris ticket in November. State Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler calls the idea reverse coattails. The race between Biden and Donald Trump is expected to be fought at the margins in battleground states like Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Badgers lose at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, the Wisconsin women's basketball team losing to St. Louis in the Kohl Center, 65-60, ending their season. It was a rough night for the Badgers, first losing one of their top players, Sarah Williams, to an apparent knee injury at the start of the game. Later, Sonia Copeland had to exit just before the half with reportedly a concussion. The Badgers made it to the Grade 8 women's NIT semifinals, their first appearance in the postseason in 13 years. NBA, the Bucks wrap up their road trip tonight in D.C. against the Wizards. Baseball opening day in Milwaukee. The Brewers and the Twins this afternoon. Did sweeping the Mets show how good the Brewers can be?
Yeah, I think if you just said it. I think we compete. We go out there, and whether it's in the box or on the mound, we're just competing our butts off and being aggressive and having that mindset plays off of one another. If we see this guy's doing it, then we're going to do it. So I think it's a good start for us.
That's Brewers pitcher Colin Ray with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have some light snow on the way today, tonight into tomorrow. We're looking at around an inch or less of accumulation by the time it's done. It's also going to get very windy tonight into tomorrow. That could create some blowing snow at times. 42 today, down to 27 tonight, 40. And again, very windy tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Brand new country.
Q Country.
Morgan Wallen.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
98 Q Country.
like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut cheap trick. Got your girl singing every word of it, so you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home.
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. She grew up around here on that southwest side where the corn grows up to the roadside. Went to high school here, got that Panther pride. She'll be cheering them on. Where she came from, I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back, those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world for a pretty little homegrown hometown
me. When you get mad, lips red and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? That you're wide awake at a quarter to three. As messed up as me.
Keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt, yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel's military is promising a full investigation into the airstrike that left 6 aid workers and their driver dead. They were from Chef Jose Andres' World Central Kitchen, and they had just left a warehouse when they were struck. IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says,
as a professional military committed to international law, we are committed to examining our operations thoroughly and transparently.
There was a school shooting just outside Helsinki, Finland today. 3 12-year-olds were wounded. Another 12-year-old is in custody. Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes last night defeating LSU in a rematch of last year's championship game. This fan in Iowa City says,
the future for women's sports here and across the country is crazy. It's going to go crazy, and we're starting it here.
Clark scored 41 points. Another big one. Nobody won Powerball last night. The jackpot for tomorrow night's game, now more than $1 billion. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Northland College in Ashland has a little more than 2 days to raise $12 million to stay in business. An emergency fundraiser ends at midnight Wednesday. The Board of Trustees admits in a letter issued last week they have a long way to go to reach their goal. Meanwhile, Northland faculty are offering a plan to cut costs and increase revenue. It includes reducing enrollment and renting out some student housing to the public. Children in Wisconsin from low-income homes will get nutritious food this summer. Qualifying families will get preloaded debit cards to use to buy groceries.
We've got families with low incomes, most of them working, by the way, but just not able to put that extra meal on the table for kids who are at home during the summer months.
Shelley Forner is with the Hunger Task Force of La Crosse. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text EMBRACE at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Brewer baseball today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers' home opener this afternoon against the Minnesota Twins. 31-year-old right-hander Jacob Junis gets his first start for the crew after being signed in February. Junis pitched for the Giants and the Royals before that. Former pitcher, now analyst Tim Dillard, on what he thought of the Brewers' sweep of the Mets in New York over the weekend.
I like how well-rounded the team was. I love good baseball. I love watching what I think is correct baseball and how you play it. And we saw everything from sack fly to home runs to walks, stolen bases, hitting behind the runners. That right there, taking the extra base at third and just straight up challenged, that kind of stuff. I love the way they played this series. It was the most well-rounded baseball I think I've seen in a long time. And if this is what the Brewers season is going to look like in 2024, it's going to be a fun watch.
NBA, the Bucks play the Wizards tonight in D.C. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Nemuth Implement is an authorized Mahindra dealership. They are proud to carry a large selection of new and pre-owned inventory, so when you are ready to invest in new equipment, their knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments are prepared to make your experience outstanding. From assisting you in choosing a product to maintenance and customization, they value your business for the long haul. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also, ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford, on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Please join us at the First Presbyterian Church in Phillips for our First Memory Cafe, Friday, April 12th at 10 a.m. Our Memory Cafe provides a fun, comfortable environment for people with early-stage memory loss, their caregivers, and anyone looking to engage in brain-challenging activities while socializing and learning with fellow community members. Our Memory Cafe will host free activities, games, refreshments, and more. For more information, you can reach Shay O'Rourke at the Aging and Disability Resource Center, 715-339-1052. We look forward to seeing you.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have some light snow on the way today, tonight, into tomorrow. We're looking at around an inch or less of accumulation by the time it's done. It's also going to get very windy tonight into tomorrow. That could create some blowing snow at times. 42 today, down to 27 tonight, 40. And again, very windy tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
There's a whole lot more brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Why do I have the only woman who believed in me religiously?
Always first with new music.
98 Q Country.
Thank you.
classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, a chaw in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm.
And more, it's his dirt. We've got 641, 19 before 7, and a little bit of precipitation here through the day. 30 is our current temperature, 35 is what we'll get to today. We're not expecting much accumulation up here in the north, although we could see, you know, maybe an inch or two, possibility. They're going to see some heavier snow in the southern, southeast. Those venturing to see the Brewers opener today are going to maybe have a little bit of a issue getting through some snow down in that area. But here, just kind of some precipitation lingering here through the day and into tonight and into tomorrow. By the time it's all said and done, there could be 2 or 3 inches in our area. But temperature's mild enough, 35 today, tomorrow, 37 on Thursday. We had a good meltdown yesterday of the snow that we got last week. Temperatures next week will be in the 50s. Spring will return next week, late this weekend and into next week. But today, we got light snow right now. We are at 30 degrees. Brewer baseball opener today. Always exciting to have that home opener. And If you can't watch it, we'll have it for you right here. All fans in attendance going to get that Brewer Magnetic Schedule. It's always nice. National Anthem today by the Milwaukee Symphony String Quartet. They'll be performing. First pitches. They used to do just one first pitch, didn't they? Now they got a whole bunch of people they parade out there. I guess it's kind of nice to have more people involved. First pitch will be thrown out by three special Brewer super fans today. I'll scan through that, see if there's anybody of local interest here. And it's Festival Foods Play Ball Kid also. He's also going to throw out a ball today, a five-year-old kid. And they got a whole bunch of people they parade out there on opening day to the mound to throw out some opening pitches. They have sponsors and all kinds of stuff out there. So Brewers and Twins, 2:35 are pre, 3:10 the first pitch. When the Brewers are done, we will throw it right over to the Bucks, who are also in action tonight, and we'll join the Bucks game, probably a little bit in progress, a little bit after 6 o'clock tonight.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Kick gutter stress to the curb with Lynn Stunkler Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years of expertise for peace of mind. Get your quote today at CompleteRainGutter.com. Relax, we've got you covered.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Double D's Pub and Pizza, your go-to for specialty pizzas, sandwiches, and tacos every Tuesday. Cheers to Joe Karnick and 25 years on 98Q Country. Join us in downtown beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin for the celebration. Double D's.
Are you someone who tries to drive all distracted by your phone? Someone who props it on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
We have some light snow on the way today, tonight, into tomorrow. We're looking at around an inch or less of accumulation by the time it's done. It's also going to get very windy tonight into tomorrow. That could create some blowing snow at times. 42 today, down to 27 tonight, 40. And again, very windy tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
Now scanning the country music.
Bury me in Georgia. I'm alone.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
651. Brewers today, 3:10, first pitch, home opener at AmFam Field. They went to New York and swept the Mets, if you missed that, over the weekend. Good weekend for the crew. They did a little bit of everything to win those games. And they'll get the Twins coming in for a short two-game set. Day games today, tomorrow. Bucks then after the Brewers tonight. We're going to talk a couple things this morning. We're going to get Matthew Krieger in from Pioneer Financial to chat a little bit about your money. And then we're going to talk baseball. Head coach of our Shawamigan Screaming Eagle baseball team, Jake Herbst, will join us as we debut our spring coaches show at 9 o'clock. He will join us here this morning. So stay with us. A little bit of light snow. If you can kind of just, mentally just get yourself through the next couple of days. The weekend's going to be better. And the next week, spring will be abound. And the flowers will start to blossom. We certainly are getting the precipitation that we certainly needed, and it's going to be warmer next week, but it's also going to be a little bit wet. Decent chance of rain for about three of the 4 days next week, but it will be warmer. Today just 35. We got some late snow and 30 right now. Some words of wisdom for the second day of April 2024. Focus on the Family, brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
As the president of an organization called Focus on the Family, you might expect me to say something like, you shouldn't argue with your spouse. The truth is, I believe that even the most healthy, well-rounded couples need to hash things out from time to time just to keep it real. The key is to disagree in ways that move your relationship forward, not backward. To do that, first recognize that avoiding conflict doesn't strengthen your marriage, it weakens it. That sounds counterintuitive, but it's true. Unresolved conflict doesn't magically disappear. It festers beneath the surface. It deepens resentment and erodes emotional intimacy. Not only are you and your spouse bearing trouble that will eventually rise up to haunt you, you're also missing out on opportunities to grow as a couple. Second, remember this. The problem isn't the fact that you disagree. It's how you disagree. When each of you feels heard, respected, and valued, your connection to each other deepens. By navigating adversity together, you're developing important communication and problem-solving skills. You're learning to be patient, to compromise, and to work together. And you're anchoring your relationship in values that propel you forward. To strengthen your marriage, don't avoid your conflict. Fight it out, meaning aim in the same direction and confront disagreements in a way that strengthens you and your spouse. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
Coming Saturday, April 6th is the Dick Verbsky's Disadvantage Adventure 7th Annual Indoor Fishing Contest at Big Bear Lodge. It's easy. You purchase a fishing license for $5, sit on a bar stool, have some beverages, and win prizes. The contest starts at 11 a.m., weigh in at 4 p.m. The prizes you can win are an over and under shotgun, a 65-inch smart TV, a pellet smoker and grill, a 410 shotgun, and Rough Rider 22 pistol. There will be up to 40 instant winners, a meat raffle, 50-50 raffles, a silent auction, and a chance to win a 43-inch TV just for purchasing a license. And don't forget to get your raffle tickets so you can have a chance at winning a Raven Reel crossbow package, a Weatherby 308 Badlands rifle, and a CVA Optima muzzleloader. All this great fishing fun is waiting for you Saturday, April 6th at Big Bear Lodge, County Road W in Windsor.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
We have some light snow on the way today, tonight, into tomorrow. We're looking at around an inch or less of accumulation by the time it's done. It's also going to get very windy tonight into tomorrow. That could create some blowing snow at times. 42 today, down to 27 tonight, 40. And again, very windy tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
guys. This is Darius Rucker.
Q Country.
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness, but all that thought you've given me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. While you and your friends are worried about me, I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall. Dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and have it quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Cigarettes and wine.